Joey Boggs joined the Army after graduating from Petersburg High School in 2002. He served for 5 years, including two tours of duty at Balad Air Base, north of Baghdad, where he was a heavy equipment operator with the 84th Engineer Battalion. Boggs says he had been interested in law enforcement since before he joined the Army.
I really liked being in the military, kind of being part of a real organized team. I really liked that, but I didn't really like going spending a lot of time in the third world countries. Put my time in, felt good about it, but I kind of liked about half of it and kind of didn't like about half of it. And I think with the police department, you can get, you're part of a team, you're part of the community, and I like that aspect.
Boggs was born and raised in Petersburg, and he was glad to come back to stay.
Despite the rain and the snow and the weather conditions, I actually do like it here. Got some family here, and like the hunting and fishing and stuff that Southeast provides, so it's home and I love it.
Boggs will soon spend 3 months at the Police Academy in Fairbanks, but he's currently doing field training with an experienced officer, Derek Torson, here in Petersburg.
The first week to drive along and just watch everything that he's doing and then gradually slowly work up to where they're watching what you're doing, and so there's a big learning curve, and I'm right in the middle of that.
Boggs says he's also been spending a lot of time studying state law and municipal code. Boggs is Petersburg's 9th police officer. The new position was made possible with $74,000 from the State Department of Transportation. The money is primarily aimed at providing a police presence in the airport for security screenings, but that's just for a couple hours a day, according to Police Chief Dale Stone, who says having another officer will also allow for more police presence in the schools and downtown.
Duties that we see this funding providing us with, in addition to the presence at the airport, is to have a greater presence, police officer presence in the schools, probably including the DARE program in the wintertime when school is in session. And in the summer, when we have much more foot traffic, additional people in town, then we'll have more of a foot patrol downtown. So I think there's a significant benefit for it. And I believe council that had to decide on the position felt that aspect of the school and the foot patrol were important benefits.
The Petersburg City Council agreed to accept the state money last fall. While Boggs is the department's newest hire, Stone says the department will have a more experienced officer working in the schools.
He has training he has to go to. When he comes back, he'll have about 3 months more training, field training, before he goes solo patrol. Even after he goes solo, there's going to be a lot of aspects of police work that he needs to, you know, fine-tune his skills for. So we will be picking somebody from the police department, a more senior officer than Joe, and they will be doing this DARE program, School Resource Officer Program.
The schools are also helping to pay for the officer with another $4,200. Stone says the department will work closely with district officials in choosing an officer who will be working in the schools. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.